Welcome to ASO Leap. Scale Google Play app marketing with proven methods. Scaling Google Play app marketing with proven methods is a systematic growth process for installs, revenue, and MAU through applying data-validated strategies and maintaining sustainable unit economics throughout the expansion. Specifically, successful scaling requires a combination of ASO optimization, universal app campaigns, UAC, creative systems, and comprehensive analytics to create predictable growth momentum with tightly controlled ROAS targets and payback periods. More importantly, applying the right proven methods helps app developers avoid common pitfalls such as overscaling before achieving product market fit or lacking proper tracking infrastructure. To scale effectively, you need to understand the definition of scaling in the Google Play context along with necessary prerequisites, while also identifying key method categories such as ASO strategies, UAC optimization, and creative testing frameworks. Additionally, evaluating whether scaling is possible using only organic methods will help you understand limitations and opportunities, while comparing Google App Campaign's effectiveness with other platforms will support optimal budget allocation. Furthermore, establishing proper metrics and guardrails combined with applying advanced tactics will ensure the scaling process consistently maintains profitability and avoids common anti-patterns. 1. What does scaling Google Play app marketing with proven methods mean? Scaling Google Play app marketing with proven methods is a controlled growth process for user acquisition, revenue, and market presence through applying data-validated strategies and maintaining sustainable unit economics throughout the expansion process. Specifically, successful scaling differs completely from burst growth, short-term explosive growth that lacks sustainability. Sustainable scaling requires balance between growth velocity and profitability, ensuring that every dollar invested in marketing will generate positive ROI within predetermined timeframes. Proven methods in Google Play marketing scaling include five core components successfully applied by industry leaders. First, App Store Optimization, ASO, creates the foundation for organic discovery through keyword optimization, store listing experiments, and custom store listings. Second, Universal App Campaigns, UAC, provides a scalable paid acquisition channel with advanced bidding strategies and creative automation. Third, Performance Creative Systems ensure sustained ad performance through systematic testing and asset rotation. Fourth, Reviews and Ratings Management maintains high conversion rates and store visibility. Finally, Comprehensive Analytics Setup with Firebase, GA4 integration provides actionable insights for optimization decisions. Prerequisites for successful scaling include validated product market fit through retention cohorts, D1 greater than 40%, D7 greater than 20%, D30 greater than 10% for utility apps, robust attribution setup with Play Install Referrer integration, and clear monetization model with minimum LTV. CAC ratio of 3. 1. Particularly important, apps need ratings above 4.0 stars and crash rates below 2% to ensure store algorithm support during scaling. 1. Is product market fit required before scaling Google Play marketing? Yes, product market fit is mandatory before scaling Google Play marketing because scaling without PMF will lead to wasted budget, poor retention metrics, and negative brand impact from unsatisfied users. PMF indicators for mobile apps include organic retention rates, D1 greater than 40%, D7 greater than 20%, positive review sentiment, greater than 70% reviews 4 to 5 stars, and organic word-of-mouth growth demonstrated through branded search volume increase. When lacking PMF, paid acquisition only brings users but fails to retain them, leading to high churn rates and wasted marketing spend. According to App Annie, research from 2023, apps with D7 retention above 30% before scaling have 2.5 times higher likelihood of achieving positive ROAS compared to apps with lower retention, emphasizing the importance of PMF validation through retention metrics before implementing large-scale paid campaigns. 1. 2. Which outcomes qualify as successful scale on Google Play? Successful scale outcomes include sustained budget increases, 20 to 50% month over month, improved keyword rankings for target terms, top charts positioning in relevant categories, and maintained or improved unit economics with consistently achieved ROAS targets. Quantifiable success metrics include monthly installs growth greater than 25%, revenue per user increase greater than 15%, organic traffic contribution greater than 30% of total installs, and payback periods maintained under 90 days for paid channels. Specifically, successful scaling also manifests through market share growth and competitive positioning improvement in app category rankings. 2. Which proven method categories drive scalable Google Play growth? There are five main proven method categories driving scalable Google Play growth. ASON, Store Conversion Optimization, Universal App Campaigns, UAC, Management, Performance Creative Systems, Reviews and Ratings Strategy, and Analytics and Attribution Setup. Each category plays a specific role in the scaling ecosystem. Next, each method category has unique contribution to overall scaling success, while working synergistically to create compound growth effects when implemented properly. ASON, Store Conversion Optimization creates sustainable organic growth foundation through strategic keyword targeting, compelling store listings, and conversion rate optimization. This category includes keyword research and optimization, A/B testing store elements, custom store listings for different markets, and Google Play instant integration to reduce friction in the user acquisition funnel. Notably, ASO efforts have compounding effects. Improved rankings lead to more organic installs, which further improve rankings in a virtuous cycle. Universal App Campaigns, UAC, Management provides primary paid acquisition channel with Google's machine learning optimization. Proven tactics include proper campaign structure with separate campaigns for different goals, installs versus in-app actions, strategic bidding, TCPI for new apps, TROAS for mature apps with sufficient conversion data, and asset group optimization with diverse creative formats. Campaign scaling requires gradual budget increases, 20-30% weekly, to maintain learning phase performance. 2. 1. What ASO strategies deliver step change growth on Google Play? ASO strategies delivering step change growth include strategic keyword clustering, store listing experiments, custom store listings for different geos, and Google Play instant integration. Combined approach can increase organic installs by up to 200-300% within 3 to 6 months. Keyword clustering strategy involves targeting long-tail keywords with lower competition but high intent, while building authority for broader head terms. Store listing experiments allow A/B testing of elements such as app icon, screenshots, and descriptions to optimize conversion rates. Custom store listings enable localized messaging and cultural adaptation for different markets, particularly effective for international expansion. Google Play instant integration creates try-before-install experience, significantly reducing friction in the conversion funnel and improving quality scores with Google's algorithm. Apps with instant support typically see 15-25% higher conversion rates from store listing visits. 2. How do Universal App Campaigns, UAC, scale while protecting ROAS? UAC scaling while protecting ROAS requires strategic bidding approach, proper conversion tracking setup, and gradual budget scaling methodology. Key principle is maintaining learning phase performance while expanding reach systematically. Bidding strategy evolution starts with TCPI bidding for new campaigns to gather conversion data, then transitions to TROAS bidding when having sufficient conversion volume, greater than 50 conversions per week. Budget scaling should increase gradually, 20-30% weekly, to avoid shocking the algorithm and maintain performance stability. Asset group diversification with multiple creative concepts helps prevent creative fatigue and expand audience reach. Conversion tracking setup with Firebase integration enables value-based optimization through custom events tracking such as first purchase, level completion, or subscription activation. Proper attribution windows, one-day view, seven-day click, ensure accurate ROAS measurement and informed scaling decisions. According to Google Ads Performance Report, 2024, UAC campaigns using TROAS bidding with proper Firebase event setup can maintain ROAS targets while increasing budgets by 5 to 10 times, thanks to optimization capabilities of Google's machine learning algorithms. 3. Can you scale using only organic methods on Google Play? Yes, but with limitations, organic-only scaling on Google Play can achieve significant growth through advanced ASO, live ops campaigns, and referral programs. However, growth ceiling and speed will be lower compared to paid plus organic hybrid approach. Specifically, organic scaling potential depends on app category, market maturity, and competition intensity. Utility apps and productivity tools often have higher organic scaling potential than gaming apps due to different user discovery behaviors. Advanced ASO techniques for organic scaling include seasonal keyword optimization, trending topics integration, competitor keyword analysis, and systematic A/B testing of store elements. Live ops campaigns leverage Google Play's promotional surfaces such as featured sections, seasonal collections, and editorial recommendations to boost visibility without requiring paid spend. User-generated content and community building create sustainable organic acquisition channels through social sharing and word-of-mouth referrals. Growth ceiling for organic methods typically plateaus when app reaches saturation in target keywords and audience segments. Most successful apps eventually need paid acquisition to break through organic limitations and accelerate growth velocity. Optimal approach is building strong organic foundation first, then layering paid campaigns to amplify organic momentum. 3. 1. Is Google Play Live Ops sufficient for sustained growth? No. Live ops alone is not sufficient for sustained long-term growth, however it's highly effective as growth catalyst and retention driver when combined with other strategies. Live ops impact is often temporary and requires continuous execution. Live ops campaigns on Google Play include seasonal promotions, featured content, editorial placements, and cross-promotional opportunities. These campaigns can generate 50-200% traffic spikes during campaign periods, but sustaining growth requires converting temporary visitors into retained users through compelling onboarding and value delivery. 3. 2. Should you delay paid acquisition until organic metrics hit targets? Yes, should delay paid acquisition until organic metrics reach minimum thresholds. Store conversion rate greater than 25%, D1 retention greater than 40%, app rating greater than 4.0, and crash rate less than 2% scaling paid traffic before optimizing organic fundamentals will waste budget and damage brand reputation. Minimum threshold rationale is based on industry benchmarks and platform algorithm requirements. Google Play algorithm favors apps with high engagement metrics, meaning poor organic performance will limit paid campaign effectiveness through lower quality scores and reduced ad inventory access. 4. How do Google App campaigns compare to other platforms for Android scale? Google App campaigns excel in automation and reach. Meta excels in creative flexibility and audience targeting. TikTok optimizes for viral content and younger demographics. Optimal strategy is multi-platform approach with budget allocation based on performance data and scaling objectives. To better understand platform comparison, need to analyze key differentiators in automation capabilities, audience reach, creative requirements, and measurement accuracy. Each platform has unique strengths suitable for different scaling scenarios. Google App Campaigns, UAC, provides deepest Android integration with Play Store optimization, advanced machine learning for bid management, and comprehensive measurement through Google ecosystem. UAC automation handles audience targeting, creative optimization, and bid adjustments with minimal manual intervention, making it ideal for large-scale campaigns with limited management resources. Reach advantage comes from Google's extensive inventory across Search, YouTube, Play Store, and Display Network. Meta Ads, Facebook, Instagram, excels in granular audience targeting, creative storytelling capabilities, and social proof elements. Meta's strength lies in interest-based targeting, lookalike audiences, and rich creative formats such as video ads, carousel ads, and collection ads. Platform particularly effective for apps requiring social validation or lifestyle positioning. TikTok ads dominates in short-form video content, trend-based marketing, and Gen Z, millennial acquisition. Platform's algorithm heavily favors native content and user-generated style creatives, making it effective for apps with entertainment, social, or lifestyle positioning. 4.1 When does Meta advertising outperform UAC for Android apps? Meta advertising outperforms UAC when app requires sophisticated audience targeting, creative storytelling, social proof elements, or targeting specific interest groups, particularly effective for lifestyle apps, social apps, and apps with strong visual appeal. Meta's advantages include granular demographic targeting, interest-based audiences, behavioral targeting options, and rich creative formats. Apps benefiting most from Meta advertising include fitness apps, targeting health enthusiasts, dating apps, relationship status targeting, fashion apps, style interest targeting, and food delivery apps, local behavior targeting. 4.2 How do TikTok Spark ads compare to UAC video assets? TikTok Spark ads excel in viral potential and native engagement. UAC video assets perform better in conversion tracking and automation. TikTok effective for brand awareness and top funnel acquisition, while UAC better for performance-driven campaigns with clear ROI requirements. TikTok Spark ads leverage user-generated content and trending formats to achieve higher engagement rates, 5-10% vs 1-2% for traditional video ads. Native content approach creates less ad fatigue and higher completion rates, particularly effective for apps targeting Gen Z users. According to TikTok for Business Report, 2024, Spark ads campaigns have averaged CPI 30-40% lower than traditional video ads, while achieving 2-3x higher completion rates, making them highly effective for awareness-focused campaigns. 5. What metrics and guardrails keep scaling profitable? Core metrics framework includes ROAS targets, D7, 20%, D30, 70%, D90, 120%, payback periods, less than 90 days, LTV, CAC ratios, greater than 3.1, retention benchmarks, D1 greater than 40%, D7 greater than 20%, D30 greater than 10%, and quality guardrails, app rating greater than 4.0, crash rate less than 2%, combined system ensures sustainable scaling with controlled risk. More importantly, guardrail system must automatically trigger scaling adjustments when metrics deviate from target ranges, preventing runaway spend and maintaining unit economics throughout growth phases. Revenue-based metrics form primary guardrail system with tiered ROAS targets reflecting different user lifecycle stages. D7 ROAS, 20% minimum, ensures immediate value generation. D30 ROAS, 70% target, validates medium-term retention, and D90 ROAS, 120% target, confirms long-term profitability. Payback period should not exceed 90 days for most app categories to maintain healthy cash flow during scaling phases. User quality metrics include retention benchmarks tailored by app category. Gaming apps typically require D1 greater than 50%, D7 greater than 25%, utility apps need D1 greater than 40%, D7 greater than 20%. Engagement metrics such as session length, screens per session, and feature adoption rates provide leading indicators of long-term user value. 5.1 Which North Star metrics should you track at each scaling stage? Pre-scale stage focuses on conversion rate, greater than 25%, app rating, greater than 4.0, D1 retention, greater than 40%. Scale-up stage tracks ROAS consistency, weekly variance less than 20%, D7 retention, greater than 20%, install volume growth, greater than 25% MOM. Scale-out stage monitors LTV modeling accuracy, geo-mix optimization, and competitive positioning metrics. Pre-scale metrics validate fundamental product market fit and store optimization. Conversion rate from store visits to installs indicates compelling value proposition and effective store presentation. Initial retention rates predict long-term user value and scaling viability. 5.2 How should you allocate budget across UAC, ASO, and creative testing? Optimal budget allocation typically follows 60% UAC, 20% creative testing, 10% ASO tools, 10% analytics, attribution for mature scaling campaigns. Allocation adjusts based on scaling stage, performance data, and competitive landscape dynamics. UAC receives majority allocation, 60%, as primary growth driver with proven ROAS performance. Creative testing, 20%, ensures sustained performance through systematic asset development and fatigue prevention. ASO investment, 10%, maintains organic foundation and supports paid campaign efficiency. According to Mobile Marketing Association study, 2024, apps with balanced budget allocation following 60, the 20th of October 10 framework achieve 35% higher sustainable growth rates and maintain 20% better unit economics compared to apps with imbalanced allocation. 6. What advanced tactics can amplify or stabilize Google Play marketing scale? There are 5 advanced tactics. Play Instant Integration, Android Vitals Optimization, Anti-Patterns Prevention, Creative Frameworks for UAC, and Algorithm Fatigue Prevention. These tactics act as stabilizers for scaling system to counter performance fluctuations when expanding rapidly. Additionally, these advanced tactics leverage unique Google Play features and address sophisticated scaling challenges that basic methods don't fully cover, helping maintain consistency and amplify results in long-term scaling. 6. One, can Google Play Instant Previews boost paid UA efficiency? Yes, Play Instant improves intent and enhances UA efficiency through try before install experience. Impact on CVR can reach 15-25% improvement. Time to first try metrics significantly reduce friction, and integration with UAC assets creates seamless user journey. Implementation requires technical investment, but ROI typically justifies cost for apps with clear value demonstration. Users can experience core functionality before committing to full download, resulting in higher quality installs and improved retention rates. 6. 2. How do Android Vitals impact marketing scale performance? Android Vitals directly impact marketing scale performance through algorithm favorability and user experience quality. Apps with low ANR rates, less than 0.5%, minimal crashes, less than 1%, and good battery performance receive preferential treatment in store rankings and ad inventory access. Poor vitals can limit scaling potential regardless of marketing budget because Google's algorithm penalizes low-quality apps in both organic rankings and paid campaign delivery. Optimization requires ongoing monitoring and performance improvements alongside marketing efforts. 6. 3. What anti-patterns stall Google Play marketing scale? Anti-patterns that stall Google Play marketing scale include over-broad geographic targeting, diluting budget across low-performing markets, creative stagnation, using same assets greater than 4 weeks, review deterioration, ignoring user feedback, and policy violations, risking account suspension. Prevention requires systematic monitoring and proactive optimization processes. Geographic targeting should focus on similar markets with proven performance before expanding to new regions. Creative refresh should happen every 2 to 4 weeks with performance-based decisions. Review management needs active response strategy and product improvement cycles. 6. 4. Which creative frameworks win for UAC asset groups in 2024? Effective creative frameworks for UAC 2024 include problem-solution narratives, 3-second problem setup, 2-second solution demo, UGC testimonials, authentic user reactions, gameplay loops, for games, and benefit-focused hooks, immediate value communication. Testing cadence should introduce 2 to 3 new concepts weekly with statistically significant sample sizes, greater than 1,000 installs per variant. Performance benchmarks help make keep-kill decisions based on ROAS thresholds and engagement metrics. 6. 5. How to prevent algorithm and creative fatigue during scale. Prevention strategy includes systematic testing schedules, 2 to 4 week cycles, statistical significance requirements, clear keep, kill criteria, and strategic asset rotation. Algorithm fatigue occurs when same audiences see same creatives repeatedly, leading to declining performance. Creative libraries should maintain diversity across concepts, formats, and messaging angles. Rotation rules prevent overexposure, while performance tracking identifies optimal refresh timing. Budget allocation for testing should remain consistent, 15 to 20% of total, to ensure continuous pipeline. We hope you've had an enjoyable experience visiting our website.